John Fogerty, the lead singer for Creedence Clearwater Revival, was born in Berkeley, California on May 28, 1945. Bad Moon Rising hit the radio for that band in April of 1969. Welcome to the Music Box. I'm Mike Duke. Each week, I collect a box full of music and bring it from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, the station that dared to bring good music back to the radio. Over the next 2 hours, you'll hear music from the 1940s through the 1980s, with occasional excursions beyond that range. Get ready for songs you haven't heard in a long time, mixed with a few you may have never heard before. Songs like this one by a duo from Long Beach. Not Mississippi, not California, but Long Beach, New York. Don and Juan had their only top 40 hit with What's Your Name in 1962.
What's your name? I have seen you before. What's your name? May I walk you to your door? It's so hard to find a personality with charms like those.
Get right to the meat of the story.
Took a walk and passed your house
late last night.
Friends, this is a story that's near to my heart, and it's the most important thing in the whole world, more important than going to the moon or the PTA or anything. Young love.
All the shades were pulled and drawn
way down tight.
Now there, we don't know how many folks is in that living room, but for our purposes, we'll figure that there's two of them, a boy and a girl. And we don't know what it is that they're doing in there. They might be looking at Maverick on TV or eating hot dogs from the Snappy Lunch. We don't know what they're doing.
From within the dim light cast,
two silhouettes on the shade.
Now there's our first clue. See, now we know that they're close together, and we know that they ain't sitting around that living room talking and drinking soft drinks. She's the kind of girl that before he got there, she had that three-way lamp turned down to low, had flea powder on the bare rug, and had on some of that you ain't gonna be able to help yourself perfume, and when he leaves, he's gonna know that he ain't been to no candy pulling.
Put his arms around your waist,
held you tight.
Now there we can tell that she has had some poor training at home. And probably smokes too.
Wonder why I'm not the guy. Two silhouettes on the shade.
Now about this boy that's standing around in the yard looking. First off, he ought not to want to be in there with her at all, her being as wild as she is. But if he has got the bound tos, that's worse than having the can't help it. The thing for him to do is to show up on her porch tomorrow evening before the sun goes down, wearing them Ivy League breeches with that belt in the back, ringing that doorbell in his mouth full of that green chlorophyll chewing gum. And when she comes to that door, he better not even take time to say, hey, how you? He better grab that pretty thing around the neck, and he better go to kissing her right off. And when I say kissing her, friends, I don't mean just pecking around her nose and eyes and forehead and like that. No, sir, I mean kissing her. What I mean is flat plant one full on her mouth, and then him and her can both be
two silhouettes on the shade.
Silhouettes was made famous by the Rays in 1958 and covered a few years later by Herman's Hermits. So what's Andy Griffith got to do with it? Well, in addition to his acting and television career, Andy Griffith was a successful stand-up comedian and recording artist who gave us novelty songs such as that commentary on Silhouettes. He was born in Mount Airy, North Carolina on June 1, 1926, and shares his birth date with Marilyn Monroe and several other music notables that we'll hear from later in the show. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where the music box continues with country singer and songwriter Tom T. Hall. His writing and storytelling talent covered everything from tender love songs to social commentary such as Jeannie C. Riley's Harper Valley PTA and this one, Hang Them All, Get the Guilty.
There's a murderer in your town, mister. There were 7 unsolved last year. There's a murderer in your town, mister. How long has he been living here? If they hang them all, they get the guilty. If they hang them all, they cannot miss. If they hang them all, they get the guilty. Been a lot of problems solved like this. There's a thief in your town, mister. This morning my milk was gone. There's a thief in your town, mister. How long has this been going on? If they hang them all, they get the guilty. If they hang them all, they cannot miss. If they hang them all, they get the guilty. Been a lot of problems solved like this. There's a cheater in your town, mister. Last night I saw him in a bar. There's a cheater in your town, mister. Is that the kind of people you are? If they hang them all, they get guilty. If they hang them all, they cannot miss. If they hang them all, they get the guilty. Been a lot of problems solved like this. There's a hypocrite in your town, mister. I think I caught him in a lie. There's a hypocrite in your town, mister. Are you gonna let that go by? If they hang them all, they get the guilty. That's what you say we ought to do. If they hang them all, they get the guilty. But remember, they're gonna hang you too. If they hang them all, they get the guilty. If they hang them all, they cannot miss. If they hang them all, they get the guilty.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
From the canyons of the mind we wander on and stumble blindly through the often tangled maze of starless nights and sunless days, while asking for some kind of clue or road to lead us to the truth. But who will answer? Side by side two people stand together, vowing hand in hand that love's embedded in their hearts. But soon an empty feeling starts to overwhelm their hollow lives, and when they seek the hows and whys, who will answer? On a strange and distant hill, a young man's lying very still. His arms will never hold his child, because a bullet running wild has struck him down. And now we cry, dear God, oh why, but who will answer? High upon a lonely ledge, a figure teeters near the edge, and jeering crowds collect below to egg him on with go, man, go. But who will ask what led him to his private day of doom, and who will answer? If the soul is darkened by a fear it cannot name, if the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Who will answer? Who will answer? Hallelujah! 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 In the rooms with darkened shades, the scent of sandalwood pervades, the colored thoughts in muddled heads reclining on the rumpled beds of unmade dreams that can't come true. When we ask what we should do, who will answer? Neath the spreading mushroom tree, the world revolves in apathy, as overhead a row of specks roars on, drowned out by discotheques. And if a secret button's pressed because one man has been outguessed, who will answer? Is our hope in walnut shells worn round the neck with temple bells, or deep within some cloistered walls where hooded figures pray in halls, or from old books on dusty shelves, or in our stars or in ourselves, who will answer? Darkened by a fear it cannot name, if the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Who will answer? Who will answer? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Late last week, we lost singer and actor Ed Ames at the age of 95. He was asking the question, who will answer, on the radio in 1968. And Hang Them All, Get the Guilty by Tom T. Hall came from 1969. If you'd like to contact me with a possible song suggestion or comment about the Music Box, you can send an email to the friendly conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. Acoustic guitarist Tommy Emmanuel discovered daylight in New South Wales, Australia on May 31, 1955. In 1997, he and Chet Atkins recorded an album called The Day Finger Pickers Took Over the World. From that album, this is Borsalino.
Thank you.
we heard Borsellino by Chet Atkins and Tommy Emmanuel. The music box heads for our first break with the gentle giant, Don Williams. I Believe in You was playing all over the radio in 1980.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
I Believe in You was the 11th number one country song for Don Williams, and his only entry into the top 40 of the Hot 100. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.